This podcast is proudly brought to you by MailChimp. MailChimp proudly supports the mission and vision of Wonderroot. I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonderroot programming podcast, and today I'm talking with Wonderroot Arts Center intern Jasmine Tillman. Jasmine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What does a Wonderroot Arts Center intern do?
A lot. Pretty much. We help with daily Arts Center administrative stuff. That means giving tours to people when they come in, tell them about what Wonderroot does. We organize special events here at the center. So when big volunteer groups come, we help organize those. We help at Wonderroot activities outside the center. And I think that's it.
And there are actually two of you, correct?
Yes, two of us.
There's you and then there's Kristen. So how do you all divide your duties?
Yes. So I am the volunteer management intern, which means I do mostly volunteer things, which is stuff like responding to volunteer inquiries and responding to emails for big volunteer groups, like, for example, from Emory, to come and help out with some Wonderroot tasks. And the other intern, Kristen, she pretty much does classes and workshops, so a lot of nightly things. She organizes workshops. She takes artists, helping artists workshop submissions for getting new workshops. She makes sure the classes are running smoothly and that the classes have all the materials that they need. So that's pretty much how we divvy the task up.
Talk about your grad school work really briefly. I know you're also a grad school student. So
yes.
Talk about your focus and how that relates to your time here at Wonderroot.
Okay. So I am finishing a master's in African American Studies at Georgia State. And I'm currently in the midst of completing a master's thesis. And it is about doing an oral history of the Black Arts Movement in Atlanta in the 70s. And just in general, I'm interested in the arts and culture, which means like literature, music, films, all of those good things. But I'm more interested in how people use those cultural tools as or in their political acts. So that's the way I connect to Wonderroot as far as my research.
And so as our art center intern, what brought you to Wonderroot?
Oh, goodness. This summer, I started thinking about what I wanted to do after I graduated. And so I came to the conclusion that I wanted to do something in the arts as far as nonprofit work was concerned. So I just got on the internet, got on Idealist, and I was like, okay, I'm going to search around and find some stuff that fits. And luckily, I just stumbled upon Wonderroot. I actually didn't know that it was here, surprisingly. So I looked it up, looked at the website, and I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. I said, I think I'll apply. And that was pretty much it. The rest is history.
So as someone who did not know much about Wonderroot before you started this internship, how has your perception grown from your experience here?
Oh, it's changed a lot. I didn't know just how much Wonderroot was a big player in Atlanta before. I just thought it was a tiny art center, it was just doing its thing. But I started finding out that I actually know a lot of the people that come use the center. I saw a lot of old classmates. I see about two people every week that I know. It's either from going to school in the city or a professor at Georgia State, somebody that went to college with me, just anything. But if anything, that's just my perspective has changed in the sense that Wonderoot is bigger than what I thought it was.
What are some of your favorite things about being here so far?
It's a lot. One of my favorite things to do, I really like talking to the members about what they're working on. It's pretty fun. And then occasionally they'll ask me to help them out with a project, which is also really fun because I'm not artistic at all. So I think that's kind of cool when they ask me to help, especially in the recording studio. I've been helping out a member do some like voiceover work, which is pretty fun. But I just like really talking to the members about what they're doing, and then talk about, they like to ask me about my research interests at school, and so they really like hearing what it is that I'm doing outside of Wonderoot and how that's going to affect whatever's going on at Wonderoot.
Well, speaking about that, have you had any instances where a conversation or a moment that you've had at Wonderoot has maybe affected how you're looking at your studies?
Yeah, I think so. This, not so much talking to members, but I can remember a time where I attended one of the weekly board meetings for the staff at Wonderoot, and we were talking about, I think we were just throwing ideas out there, and so I started talking about this idea I had been struggling with about looking at blackness from a theoretical point of view, which I hadn't done before. And so when I started talking to you guys at the staff meeting, that really helped me to flesh out some of the things I was struggling with. So coming here and getting my ideas out and talking to people really helps when I go back to school and I have to think about this stuff in a different way.
So even though you say that you're not an artist, mm-hmm. I feel like being around all of these artists all of the time has to at least inspire you in some way to either pick up a camera, a paintbrush, or something. You have to, I'm sure that there's something now that you're considering taking up. What is that? Or what are those things?
I think I'm still a little, if anything, that makes me intimidated, that the fact that I'm around all these artists, because they're so professional. I'll just be drawing stick people. That's not cool. If anything I would like to take up, maybe ceramics, because I feel like that's minimal. I can make a bowl. That's artistic.
That is artistic. And bowls are very functional, so you could get some use out of the bowl, even in its artistic state.
Yes, I could. I don't know. We'll build on that. Maybe later it'll be, you know, intro to bass guitar or something. But for now, we'll start off with the bowls, and then we'll work our way up to guitars.
Since Wonderoot lies at that intersection of art and community, how have you seen, maybe even in your own circle of friends or colleagues, how have you seen the role that art can play change for you as it relates to providing a platform for other types of change or just good conversation?
I think that makes me think about one day we were having this conversation in the boardroom, and we were talking about like old school Atlanta hip hop and just Atlanta in general. And then we were talking about all these new people coming to Atlanta. And so we were having a really it got really heated in the boardroom, and it got so heated that a member came out from the media lab. And he was just so into the conversation that he said he just wanted to come sit in and listen to it. And I think it's moments like that where, like, the community starts to, like, community and art come together, because we were just in there having this random conversation about, I think, mixtapes or, you know, hip hop or something. And it, I don't know, it made that member want to come out and listen and be a part of that conversation. And I think that those are the moments that that I really enjoy, or that I really see art and community coming together.
Well, you mentioned earlier off air about how Wonder Root has this sort of judgment-free or boundary-free type of culture. Mm-hmm. Talk more about that.
I think sometimes, like, we'll try to censor people and censor their art and try to steer them in a way that's, like, that caters to our own interests. But I think at Wonder Root, everybody here really encourages the members and encourages people to think outside the box and, like, push those boundaries. And I think that's really good, a really good, I guess, characteristic to have for an art center. I think, I can't think of an example specifically, but I know one of the members, he does like some Afrofuturist work, and to maybe to a normal person, that's not really something that you can consider art. But I mean, Wonder Root is really good about embracing, you know, all types of, I don't want to say alternative, but all different types of genres of art.
So with that being said, you are from Atlanta. You went to Agnes Scott, and now you're at Georgia State. As someone who has spent lots of time in this city, and as someone who did not know about Wonder Root before your internship, what would be a few of the main things that you would want anyone who was like you before, who didn't even know about Wonder Root, what would you want that person to know, or those persons to know about Wonder Root, or arts in Atlanta, or just the community in general, that you think is, I guess, like your best sales pitch? If you have anyone who's listening who you feel should become a part of this community that we're all a part of here.
Oh, goodness. Well, for one, despite the fact that Wonder Root has like a big presence in Atlanta, it's also very small and family oriented. We have a small staff, you know, including you and Steph, Jen, and Chris. So I like the fact that it is small and that it's really accessible. And I mean accessible, like accessible in terms of the staff, accessible in terms of the center. It's really inexpensive. And really, you could come in, you know, pay your $10 membership fee or whatever, and you might make a $10 million, you know, record or whatever. So I think that's, I don't know, I think the trade-off is really good for artists in Atlanta who are looking for that kind of space to, you know, get their art off the ground. What else do I want people to know? I want them to know that Wonder is open to anybody. And that means if you want to be a member, if you don't want to be a member, if you just want to volunteer, Wonder Root is very happy to have people come in and do that, which is also nice. I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's what I want people to know.
And if you could highlight one or two ways that you would love to see Wonder Root grow going forward, what would you like to see?
One thing I would like to see Wonder Root do is attract more youth. I think because that way you could pretty much you could build them up. So if you start them at, if they start coming here when they're 8, by the time they're 18, they've known about Wonder Root for 10 years. So they will have that long-standing relationship. But yeah, in general, I would like to see more kids here. Because I'm pretty sure there's some brilliant kid artists out there somewhere. We just need to find them and bring them here now.
That is it. More kids and what else?
More More kids. I can't even think of anything else. More kids. And I would like to see some more art forms, I think, here, potentially. So I would like to see, some dancing here, because that's an art form. I mean, we have Dance Chance Atlanta, which is cool, but I want to see it here, not wherever Dance Chance is. So I like to see some dancing, and that means, like, I mean, some ballerinas. We can have some, like, lyrical dancers. We can have African dancing, like, whatever that means, just dancing. I would also like to see more. I would like to see more women, now that I think about it. More women here, because a lot of the members are male, which is fine, but I think if we had some more female artists, at least that would give it a little variety. But we could just start there. So yes, the kids, different art forms like dancing, and then bringing more or attracting more women. And men too. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, rule y'all out.
All right, Jasmine, as we wrap up, because you are an Atlanta native, and I want all of the folks who are listening to this to be able to learn and love Atlanta in a very different way, what are some of your favorite places in Atlanta to go that inspire you?
Wow. Favorite places. Let me think about that for a second. I really like, and this place is pretty underrated, but I really like the whole Auburn Avenue. I think that's a good place to get some inspiration. So, for example, there's a big John Lewis mural right next to the Odd Fellows building. It's really nice. And then there's the Apex Museum. I think it's pretty cheap to go there, actually, but I think a lot of people don't know about the Apex, but it's a really good place to get some, like, historical and cultural inspiration. And then also the Auburn Avenue Research Library. So since I'm like a historian, I guess, I really like sitting in the archives. And I like going through old, like, newspapers and yearbooks and papers from activists that used to live in Atlanta. But I think that's where I go to get my inspiration. I'm not sure if people are up for sitting in archives all day going through old papers, but it's really fun and really inspirational to me.
Jasmine Tillman, our Wonderroot Arts Center intern, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by MailChimp. MailChimp proudly supports the mission and vision of Wonderroot.